will not be pushed, filed, stamped, indexed, briefed, debriefed, or numbered. My life is my own.
Welcome to Hacker Voice Radio, episode 20. Oh, God. What is it?
Two, I think.
22? On the 8th of September, 2005. Once again, we're not joined by Scobie, because I don't know what's happened to him, but he said he'll
be offended on. Him.
We've offended him somehow. Scobie, if you're there. Get your ass.
Wherefore
in.
Art thou, Scobie?
Actually, it's not where are you? That's the general misconception of that Shakespearean
is it?
Phrase. Yes. Oh. It actually means why are you. Wherefore art thou, Romeo?
Yeah.
It's actually wherefore art thou, why are you, Romeo? Because she's cursing the fact that he is Capulet.
Ah,
yeah,
I see.
Because she wants him to, you know, she's like, why the fuck are you from that family? I want to fall in love with you. It's not, where are you?
Yeah.
Because in the scene, she's like, Romeo, Romeo, wherefore art thou, Romeo? And he's just like, he's just underneath her sort of thing. It's not like she can't see him.
Ah.
Yeah.
I thought he was hiding. I've never read any fucking Shakespeare apart from when I was forced to. At school,
right?
And I generally kind of go against the kind of things that you're forced to do. So it's probably fantastic and brilliant. And got a mate in Australia who swears by it. You know, Shakespeare in general.
Yeah, I mean, Shakespeare did steal most of the stuff from other writers.
So it's like the olden days Quentin Tarantino.
Yes. But in saying that, you know, it was good. It wasn't like I know everything about Shakespeare. It's just a fact that. It's just a general misconception when people say that phrase. It's not because of where the person is, it's the person's name sort of thing. So I just like to educate people a little bit. It goes, hello? Oh, fan-doobly-doobly-doobly-fucking-tastic. Yeah, and yes, it is Skype. Yes, you can say it's fucking Skype, you bastards. Oh, dear. Come on.
Hello.
Don't ask.
Fair enough. By the way, listeners, if there are any, you are listening to me, Planet Lave, as always.
Oh, yes.
And
sorry.
Your host, Belial.
Yeah.
Hi.
I'm kind of a regular here now for some reason, aren't I?
You've been here on every episode, as far as I know.
I have, yes.
Yeah.
I've been since the pre-fucking pilot episodes.
Mm.
Yeah, I've been here every single episode. There hasn't been an episode when I've not been here.
Crazy, man. I don't know where you find the time, to be honest.
Well, I don't know either, man. Oh, God. What should we do? What should we do with a drunken sailor? What should we do?
Bum him!
Bum him.
If you're on a pirate ship, you know, and you got a guy passed out, what are you going to do?
Poke him a bit.
With your prick. I mean stick.
Ooh.
Oh dear. Stand radio show right down the toilet as always.
Yeah. if people are experiencing weird kind of things, it's because my upload speeds really gone a bit fucked, and my download speed's gone a bit fucked as well. And it doesn't help that 3,000 people are trying to talk to me on MSN at the same time, and I'm transferring quite a large file. So, you know, it's going to be a wing it episode again.
Yeah, fair enough.
Cool. Okay.
Any news? Anything that's caught your eye today?
Most definitely. The program we're currently using, which is Skypus Maximus.
Oh, yeah.
eBay are rumored to be buying Skype.
Yeah.
Rumor has it that sources from the Wall Street Germans in the Wall Street say that eBay is very interested, in buying the Skype program, It is very good and it is very precise, It gets my call and my VoIP on time and I can talk to all my German buddies in America for very small price. Thank you,
We meet again, Dr. Jones. I was actually reading the same story earlier, and Skype is meant to be valued at between $2 and $3 billion.
Oh, that's my
billion
gosh.
US dollars. What the fuck? And the article was also saying, why the hell would eBay want this? And it's the theories they had was because online auctioning has really kind of matured.
Yeah.
It might have already hit its peak. You know, eBay, everyone knows eBay.
Sure.
It's not a growing market anymore, but it's still a strong money earner. So they're looking into Skype to possibly add another string to the bow, an extra feature for the users.
Yeah.
So if you're on Skype, if you're on eBay and you've got a question about an auction, you know, it might be able to connect you live to the person who's auctioning it off. You talk to them and say, so this, whatever it is it really genuine? You know, what are the features on this phone? And can it play MP3s and shit like that? And you get your answer right away, rather than what you do at the minute, which is email them, ask them a question, and normally you'll get one back, but it's when they have time.
Yeah.
So I reckon it's that kind of angle they're going for. I fucking hope they don't do it, but there's always Google Talk, so it's not like we're going to be left high and dry as a community. God bless Google.
Oh, I'm going to have to do something quite unusual in there.
Wank?
No, take my trousers. Going to have to take my trousers off.
Yeah, wank.
They're chafing, man. Oh,
all right, fair enough.
Me old jubblies. It's not good for the whole fucking nut sacks, you know?
Whip them off.
Ooh, I'm just teasing you. Oh, fucking hell, dude.
Oh, God, what have you done?
I'm trying to squeeze them out.
Remind me to never ask you questions about what you're doing.
Wait, this is more difficult than I imagined.
Oh, dear.
My muscles are too tense. I can't get the fucking fabric down.
You mean you got a fucking hard on, you can't get the pants down?
That sounded so bad.
I've got tense muscles, I can't get my pants off. Jeez. Have you come?
Oh, yeah. That feels so much better. Oh. Oh, the freedom!
Freedom!
You may take our land.
This is probably why Scope is Skyping in.
Possibly. All the really bad Scottish jokes.
Yeah. Got another piece of news here, courtesy of neowin.net.
Uh-huh.
Fantastic site, one of the ones that I often go to find out what's going on.
Mm-hmm.
And it basically lists four of the things that Apple are up to at the minute, because in last night's show we were talking about the Motorola Apple hybrid kind of phone.
Sure.
That's not all they've announced lately. There's four things. First of all, iTunes 5. It does say here they have an 85% of the market share with iTunes, which is fucking insane. That's, you know, wow, good going. iTunes 5 is going to have a sleeker interface, and for some reason it's going to sync with Microsoft Outlook for contacts and calendar stuff.
Oh no.
I don't know why they do that. Yeah.
That's going to be so fucking messy, man. You won't believe. Yeah. I hate Outlook so much.
Outlook's a pain in the ass, you know, especially when you're just using it for an email client.
Yeah.
Sending and receiving emails, you're not using all its other features. It's a massive program to use for such a simple thing as sending and receiving, and you see that a lot in the business world.
Yeah, we
fuck use Outlook Express. It's tiny, and it handles the emails a lot better as well. But second thing is the iTunes Phone, also known as the Motorola Rocker, ROKR. Which we talked a little bit about last night.
That's right.
The third thing is the Harry Potter iPod. Oh dear. There's very little details on this, but there is a link, which is apple.com/iTunes/Harry Potter, and I don't want to click on it because I have a feeling I might swear. Yeah, it's probably just a bloody Harry Potter branded iPod, and they're trying to get the under sevens in on the market or some shit like that.
Yeah.
And the fourth thing is the iPod Nano, which is the new iPod Mini. It's tiny, comes in two versions, 4 gig and 2 gig. This is, last night we were kind of talking at cross purposes. I was talking about the iPod Phone, and I think you were talking about the Nano with the two versions.
Can I just stop you there for a second?
Yeah, hit
and,
it.
And let you take over, because I'm going to take a first ever on-air dump.
Is this going to be your patented dump break?
Yeah, now that I've taken off my trousers, all that flex has disturbed my inner colon.
Oh, Christ, your bowels are moving.
Yeah, so I'll be back in like 2 to 3 minutes.
In about half hour.
Yeah. Anyway, catch
take
you
take the paper with you.
Yeah. Fucking hell.
So anyway, last night on the show, I was talking about a news story I'd only just found, so I didn't really have very many details on it, which was the iPod kind of phone. Below I said, yeah, it comes in two versions, the 4 gig and the 2 gig, but that's actually the iPod Nano, which is a slimmed down version of the iPod Mini. The Nano does come in two versions, as you said, which are priced at $250. Or $199. So for $50 extra, you get twice the capacity, so it seems like a smart upgrade if that's your thing. The iPod phone, though, is capped at 100 songs. Now, that's a limit not based on its capacity. It's some kind of hardwired-in limit that it'll only store 100 songs. And even if you put in more removable memory to the phone, it won't use it for the MP3s. It's just programmed not to go beyond 100 songs. Now, surely that's picked up the interest of our kind of listeners, thinking, why have they done such a stupid thing? How have they done it? And what do I need to do to get the fuck around that? Because, you know, we're all interested in these stupid little limits that they're trying to put on computers or electronic devices or life in general, and, you know, how can we get around them? I reckon it'll just be a few months before someone, some clever bastard, takes it to bits, reverse engineers the firmware or some clever move like that, and fucking beats that limit. Because I cannot see a reason why they're doing it. Let's see, is there anything else here? Not really. So, that's Apple's four latest announcements, which happened, I think, today and yesterday. So they are very much focusing, it seems, on the music side of things. You've got iTunes, the iPod phone, the Harry Potter iPod, why, and the iPod Nano. And I am actually going to risk it and click on the Harry Potter link. I reckon this is going to make me mad. Looks like a normal iPod. Nope, okay, I was wrong. It's a normal iPod, but it has the Hogwarts school logo engraved on the back. Why? fucking, what's the point in that? What a, oh, Jesus Christ, what a piece of shit. I bet you that costs more than the normal iPod. Cashing in on kids' money, is there anything lower? Taking candy from fucking babies is what it is. Bastards. Anyway, don't want to go into that too much, otherwise I'll go off on a swearing rant for about half an hour. Nothing that caught my eye today is the 24 meg ADSL, which is up and coming in the UK. There's a firm called BE, not the old operating system called BE. Apparently they're not linked together, they have nothing to do with each other. The top man at B, the ADSL people, he comes from either Sweden or Switzerland, somewhere in Europe, where they've got 24 meg ADSL access. It's the standard over there. And he got in on it right at the start, when it was first possible, and made a massive success over there, apparently. I was reading all this on their website, so Maybe the information's a little bit favoured in. You're still there, mate?
I'm back, yeah.
Hello, how was your dump?
Liberating.
Jolly good. So
I blocked it up a bit.
What, the toilet?
Yeah.
Or your ass?
I had to kind of do the old brush job.
Oh, jeez.
Yes.
Fucking hell. You really did need a dump.
God, we've got so many listeners and we're talking about me doing a shit on air. Sorry
about that. So anyway, I'll just finish this off.
Okay,
go
ahead.
24 meg ADSL. Been brought over by a guy from Europe who made a real success of it over there. He believes it can be done over here. It's ADSL 2. He's gotten into some networks in London. They're just starting their trial down there. Can't remember their website at the moment, but I'll try and look that up quietly during the show and shout it out. They're not the only ones who are doing it, though. PIPX are getting in on it. They're starting to put it out to kind of a pilot system and try and get people involved. That, again, I believe is around London. Bastards! Yeah. You get everything first! Damn it! And there's two or three other ISPs who are already signed up to do a pilot scheme. I think Bulldog are going to make an announcement on a 20 meg ADSL
package.
That's
right, yeah. We did announce that a few episodes back, actually.
Oh, bloody hell.
Yeah.
Missed it. So hopefully we're going to see another leap in home internet speed, which is always good. You know, it's more porn. Hey!
Exactly. At faster rates.
Hell yeah. More porn, better porn.
Yeah.
24/7. And that's about all I have, really. For a guy who logged on with zero content, that's 20 minutes of bitching about Apple, you know?
That's pretty good, man.
Yeah, it works.
Yeah. What do I have? The first results from Deep Impact. Now, Deep Impact was a probe sent to
your ass
to probe deeply through the crevices and holes in my anus, Uranus. Based on data from flyby space aircraft and Impactor, Michael O'Hearn from the University of Maryland Colleges said that Temple 1 belongs to the Jupiter family of comets, although its overall shape and surface features are quite different. This means fuck all to me. It's like...
Yeah.
Sorry. Okay, I shouldn't really diss the news that I'm reading. In other words, they've got lumpy rock that they found.
Cool.
Yes.
We can always use more rock.
Yeah.
That's why we're going to Mars.
Yay. Oh, God, that was funny. Do it again.
What?
Last night.
My impression?
Yeah, do it again.
I'll try. It might not be as good. You found out me! Who the hell am I? What the hell am I? Last night, I had to hold that in for about 10 minutes.
It just exploded. It exploded and
all over
splattered
the mic.
All over the microphone. It dripped.
That really does sound like some fucking Total Recall shit, though. They're trying to go to Mars and start mining.
Yeah.
And like you and Ionix were saying, why? What the fuck's there?
Yeah, I know. It's just fucking rock and stuff, man.
We can't even get a probe there to find out what the hell's there. So...
Well, unless they have found something and they're not going to reveal it to us.
Maybe it's a hidden stash of Martian porn.
Yeah, probably. Let's see what we can talk about. Yesterday's show... Well, last night's show was kind of good, actually, when I was listening back to it. It was...
Oh, cool.
Wasn't as boring as I thought it was when I was talking. But I don't know. Did you find it interesting? Did you actually learn anything?
Yeah. No, but I got refreshed on a lot of things.
Cool.
I got deja vu a lot.
Yeah.
It's things I knew about, but it wasn't really in the front of my brain. Sure. It's stored in the archives somewhere. And you're saying a lot of stuff, and I was like... Oh, yeah, that's the way it works. And you don't really have to think about it every single day, like I was saying, when you're out in the field. But it is.
It's good to know. It's good to have. It's good to have on your belt.
Yeah. It's like a doctor trying to operate on you without knowing how the body works underneath.
Yeah.
It's like, oh, well, that shouldn't happen.
Poke.
Is that your diagnosis? What? Yeah. You've got to know the underlying systems. You've got to know. Protocols, what a switch does, what a router does. Like you were saying as well, one very essential thing is how you diagnose problems. You can't go from your computer to Hotmail.
To yourself, yeah.
Yeah, you ping it like every single step of the way. You ping yourself, you ping something on the same switch as you, and then maybe something on a different switch if you're in a big network.
Yeah.
And then the firewall, the router, and then finally externally, and if that's the final link, then it's something going on with your router.
Yeah,
so it is a very logical problem solving kind of thing, and that will save you ass 98% of the time just doing that simple step.
Oh god.
What?
You can guess what that was. I cut it off a few seconds before.
All right.
I sneezed.
I thought you just had some kind of weird spasm. I was going to say, shit, are you okay?
I'm going to have to listen back.
999!
Huh? What?
Call the fucking doctors.
Because it was like, what? And then I closed the mic off, and then it was, all down my fucking arm. God, this is fucked up. Okay. What I was trying to get back at, with Major Flemmage in my mouth. Fuck. Yes.
I was in the army with him. Major Flemmage. Shit joke.
Yeah. All right, where were we? Right. Something we want to be thinking about is our dependence on computers. Now, this might be a very strange thing for somebody that spends 443 hours a month on a machine to be saying. The reason I'm saying this is think about how the world works in the universe and how sensitive electronic machinery is. We've got reports that in the fourth largest solar flare in the last 15 years may disrupt communications. Significant solar eruptions are possible in the coming days, and we could be disrupted in spacecraft operations, electronic power systems, high-frequency communications, low-frequency navigation systems. This is quite some major shit, because when you think about everything that either runs via satellite communication... radio communication, mobile phones, computers, Wi-Fi. All that stuff could be very much in the shits very soon.
When do they say this is likely to happen? Over the next few days?
Over the coming days, yep. Yep.
Wow.
Yep. Basically, what happens is the sun... spits out masses and masses of amounts of radiation every day. Now, sometimes it kind of goes a bit mad, and it spews out like a wave of radiation, solar flare, if you like, that travels at immense speeds and hits the Earth. Now, luckily, due to our iron core, we're able to deflect this and somehow deflect it with our magnetic field. So it kind of just warps around us. Now, it's
cool.
That's why you get the northern lights.
All right.
Where that those electrons hit our ionosphere, and then that is just distributed across. So you don't really get much of a dangerous effect. Now, it can be very, very large where it penetrates that, and you can't fucking stop it, and that's when major things happen. So I just thought I'd like to drop that in.
Yeah, fuck, time to get into the nuclear fallout shelter, I think.
Yep. it shouldn't be that bad.
That's scary though, isn't it?
Yep.
Here's something I've just found.
What's that?
Something I'm excited about. Civilization 4.
Ah, right.
Is apparently going to be released in October.
Yeah.
It says here, which is fantastic. I didn't think that would be out for another couple of years.
Yeah.
Good old Sid Meier's Civilization. If you've never played it, play it. There's actually a free version of the original. It's someone who's, I think, either reverse engineered it or just started from scratch. And they're doing an open source version, which runs on Windows. And
Civilizations is really cool, that game. I was addicted to it in the early
1995.
Yeah. It was really early. Addictive. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, it came out on the Amiga and the PC original. Very strategy, very in-depth, but easy to get into at a basic level. And then once you really want to get nerdy about it and learn how to become really good, you can. You know, so there's kind of something for everyone. It is fantastic. Played all the sequels, which is basically the same game, but reinvented. They just add new features, and it's the same basic concept. But it's still... the last one we played, obviously, was Civilization 3, and it stands up as good today as it ever did back in the original day.
Sure.
It's a kick-ass idea, very well done, and look out for it in the shops in October.
Very cool. Updates to our hosting. Mr. Planet has very generously donated massive amounts of space to us, so hopefully we'll be able to update every episode as it comes out, so there will be not a lot more weight. What will I also do is I will also mirror it with archive.org so that we have redundancy.
Good stuff.
Just
in case the shit hits the fan.
Sure. And for most of our very dedicated members, I might even start offering hackervoice.co.uk email addresses.
Yeah, well, we've got 2,997 to spare at the moment.
Yeah. So if you wish one to be set up for you, do come and talk to us.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Why call not? In, mail in, you know, the usual kind of channels, IRC in, whatever. So, we can do it.
Definitely.
We'll have to keep an eye on the bandwidth, but at the minute we're hitting nowhere near our limits. We've got insane...
Well, we get a good 24 unique visitors a day.
Cool.
Bit more than that on the page loads and various other funny things that happen.
Yeah. I was looking at it earlier. I think the 9th of August show is one of the most... actually be the first one that was ever recorded.
Hmm.
So that's it. So... looks like people are starting at the start in the archives and working their way up.
Yeah.
But hey, listeners, you tell us.
Yeah.
We don't know.
Tell
what's
us
your feedback?
What's happening, how you enjoy things, if you wish more content, if you wish this and that. It's all up to you.
Less fart gags.
Yeah, or more.
It might be more. Yeah, you never know.
You know, it's just at the beginning. This is a bit of a shimmy, did it? My intention was to have this open. So, unlike other radio shows where it's pretty much closed and you can't really get to it, we're always on IRC when we're doing this. So, you know, you could say, hey, talk about this or talk about that. And it's happened in the past. You know, you're free to do so and you're free to call in and basically, you know, guide the show through however much you wish to do so. Also,
what's the number there for the listeners?
For the listeners? Ooh.
Yeah, for the calling in listener type thing.
Ah.
Ha! Stumped you.
Stumped me, because I'm not going to say. You're going to have to find out. Well, if you visit www.hackervoice.co.uk, you'll be able to find out. But just because I'm a nice guy, I'm going to tell it to you anyway. Now, for the UK guys, it's 0121-288-2554. You can also email us to radio@hackervoice.co.uk and somebody will respond to that as fast as they can.
Yes. It's true.
It's very true. Do you have anything more to contribute?
Only that I've just found out that World of Warcraft, of which I am a player myself.
Oh, right. What's your WoW name?
WoW. It depends on the server. I play on two or three different servers, mainly the UK ones.
Right.
But I've got characters all over the place because I start one and I grind and grind and grind and, you know, really get into it, get nuts about it. And then I kind of burn out. You know, I spend so much of my fucking free time, you know, skinning fucking boars and stuff like that in an online game. Eventually, I just go, what the fuck am I doing? Yeah. And I stop for a while. I keep the subscription going because I know I'm going to come back.
I've heard it's a very, very addictive game.
Most of the online RPGs are because it's kind of a treadmill thing, you know. Right. It's like the donkey and the carrot.
Sure.
It's like, oh, if I can just get to this next level, then I'll be strong enough to go back in that dungeon, kick that guy's ass that beat the crap out of me 2 minutes ago, and that would feel so good. And you do it, and it's like, yeah, this is ace. Hmm. And it's like, oh, if only I can get that bit of armor, I need another 2 gold or something. So you go out and you spend 4 hours. Doing some kind of shit, and then you get it, and it's like, hooray! Most online games are very addictive. I spent a year, every single night, as soon as I came home, which is about 6 o'clock until midnight, so it's 365 days like that, playing Star Wars Galaxies.
Yeah.
Before I burnt out, and when I burnt out, I never went back to it. You know, I was so pissed off with it. And then I did the same thing on EverQuest 2. That was about a year, and then I got sick of it. And World of Warcraft, I go at it for a while, and then I leave it alone, and I come back. It is keeping me coming back. It's a very, very cool game.
Sure.
Anyway, I've just read that they've hit 4 million subscribed players.
Wow.
4 flipping million.
Mm.
Wow. I mean, they must be raking the cash in.
Mm.
You got a million in the States. Let's have a look here. It actually says it's taken over the number one spot in the most subscribed players of an online RPG ever.
Yeah.
The previous one being Lineage, which was mainly used in the Far East, and that had 3 million at its height.
Cool. Now,
World of Warcraft has hit 4 million.
Wow.
So, good going.
Yeah, that's quite some fucking user, man.
Yeah.
They might be taking advantage of that maybe for advertising purposes as well. If you've got so many fucking users, you can directly influence in a game. I don't know. I've never played the game myself.
They could do. Easily, yeah. Like I was saying a while ago on a previous show, Sony, who do EverQuest 2 and also Galaxies, in EverQuest 2, they added a feature to order pizzas from Pizza Hut, which was just...
Yeah, we were talking about that last time, weren't we?
Yeah, that was just distasteful for me, you know, to have it go to one particular company. You know, if you're adding it as a feature, then give people choice.
Sure.
Say, you know, you type in the pizza command, it says, what do you want? Domino's, Pizza Hut, or your local Big Bob's fucking cheapo pizza, or something yeah. like that, you know. But to go to one company, that was just such a shameless, bloody, money in hand kind of deal. It was disgusting for me. It's about the time I logged off, really. I just thought, if that's what you're doing with my subscription money every single month, you can go fuck yourselves.
Yeah.
So, yeah. Must be a temptation for Blizzard, because they got 4 million, you know, they are in the number one spot.
Yeah.
I reckon they're going to get a lot of offers about...
Oh, dear.
Doing something like that.
Mm.
Time will tell whether or not they do. We'll see.
Cool. And... I know I've got some more news, but I'm just trying to pick out something that I really want to talk about. I know there is something there. It just has to be found. And it will probably be the half terabyte hard drive review. Technical reports have been posted in depth reviewing one of Hitachi's half terabyte DeskStar 7K500, the largest hard drive available in the market. The drive is compared with 5 of the latest drives from Maxtor, Seagate, and Western Digital. Notice how Fujitsu aren't there. So the review says, I'm sorry, but Fujitsu makes the shittest hard disks I've ever fucking known in life. So the review serves... Okay, I see some fucking libels coming my way. Anyway, so the review serves as a good roundup for the first fastest serial ATA drives on the market. Performance testing was quite extensive, covering desktop applications, load times, file copy tests, multi-user workstations, disk-intensive multitasking, and even noise levels and power consumption.
Cool.
Fucking nice, man. That sounds like... like a nice little disc there.
So is it beating all the rivals?
Yeah. But, you know, you can't fail with SCSI.
Yeah, that's right. It's me.
Are people still using that in a home environment? The
one like SCSI discs.
Yeah.
Well, I've got a Stripe array on my server that I use.
You're a class A geek.
Yes, that's right.
I expect you to have your own server room in your house.
I do. I've got a UPS in case something happens to my power.
Yeah.
Rack-mounted network in my living room.
Sweet. It is something I was thinking of doing myself, because an old network cabinet was going at work.
Yeah.
They're saying, right, you know, if we don't need it, go and throw it in the skip. I said, no, I want it. I'm going to take it home. All I said, why? Yeah. You can't put that in your house. Yes, I fucking can.
Yeah.
You know, going to get me some fucking network attached storage on there. You know, that's where my firewall's going to go. I'm going to put a switch in. I'm going to have a computer downstairs, one upstairs. It's all going to be hooked in together. But as much as I am a geek, I'm also equally as lazy. So it never really happened.
Yeah.
I still do have it, though. But I need to
do tidy it up a bit. Like, sure, right? Sure.
Yeah, get it going.
Cool.
All right, so I'm going to get at it. Hit me up on E.
And apologies, I've just received... by the way. Sorry?
Apologies, by the way, if I'm talking over you, because I can hear myself talking, and there's quite a delay.
Yeah.
So I'm not doing it intentionally, but I might be on the recording.
That's fine. We've had that shit happen before, so I'm quite used to it. I've just received an album from Mr. Hitman.
Hitman!
I will be playing it right now.
Cool.
As soon as I unzip this stuff. So if everything dies on me right now, it's probably because my CPU is overloaded. My megahertz are being stolen. Can anyone see me typing in IRC? Nobody's replying.
I can't.
Look at this. I've just typed something.
No, I can't see anything, but then...
Bollocks.
I can't see anyone typing anything. I mean, it may be quiet or
lag, probably.
Yeah. Have you authenticated?
I have, yeah. No, yeah, I haven't.
It's not showing you as an op.
No, I'm not an op. All right, bollocks to that. I'm going to close IRC completely and load it up again. Because sometimes what happens is it shows to me as if I'm there alive, but then I'm just muted. And I think people are ignoring me because that's how I am. I'm very paranoid. Sorry about that.
What the hell was that?
That was my client loading up.
Oh, sounded like you had Optimus Prime in the room trying to transform.
Yeah, a little bit.
He's here all the time.
Yeah.
He comes over, drinks all my beer. Bastard. Transforms into a truck, says, what? What you going to do, bitch?
Yeah, punch you in the face. Fool!
Crazy fool!
Yeah. Right. Whoa!
Autobots, roll out!
That's the coolest sound ever at 5 o'clock in the morning. All the way up. Right, I'm just playing the album now that I've been sent by Hitman.
Hitman. Let's have a listen.
I'm just playing that now. I don't know if you can hear it.
Yeah, I can hear it a bit.
Good, good.
I'm trying to light in the background. It's really coming through on the mic.
I'm sure mine does when I lights it. Ah, bollocks. Fuck off, IRC.
Yeah, it's not showing you as logged back in.
Yeah, it's because I'm not logged back in yet.
Ah, that's fine.
Because I'm trying to type my password in, and it's not working. Ah, now it's working. My password is... There we go. Yay!
Bizarre.
Yay.
Yeah, see, so you're typing that.
Yeah, I know. It's just a case of trying to reload all this crap. I need a cigarette, and we can get back onto the show.
Good stuff. You're listening to Cigarette Lighting FM.
So tell us about... New York.
It's a city in America.
Yeah.
That's about it. yeah, it's a pretty cool place. One thing I was expecting that didn't happen was a big culture shock, where you turn up in a foreign country, especially one that's been on TV and in film as much as New York, and you wander around and go, holy crap, the fucking taxis really are yellow. Wow, it's like I'm in a movie. Arr!
Right.
And or you see the Statue of Liberty, you go, oh my God, I've seen that so many times in pictures and, you know, on the telly and stuff like that. And wow, I'm here standing before it.
Mm.
Amazing. But that never really happened. I kind of got there and got into the city, checked into the hotel, I had to wander around, and I was just like, yeah, okay, I'm in New York. And I've never been before, so I really was expecting that kind of awakening sensation where you go, holy crap, I'm actually here. Because I had that when I was in Sydney, and it didn't happen for the first few days. I got there and I was a bit knackered, but I wandered around the streets and it's like, oh, everything's a bit weird here, you know, they do things a different way, but yeah, it works. Oh, okay. It wasn't until I saw the Opera House and the Sydney Harbour Bridge when I was really shocked, absolute culture shock.
Yeah.
It's like, wow, you know, because it's such an iconic thing that you see all the time. It's, oh my God, I am actually standing here. I'm going to go over and I'm going to touch the Sydney Opera House. Oh my God, this is weird. I'm actually on the other side of the world. So I was expecting that from New York, but it didn't happen. I don't know if I'm just becoming older and more cynical.
A bit more immune to the pleasures of
traveling and things like that, you know. But yeah, it's a cool place. It's pretty mad. There's a different pace of life over there. Obviously, it's pretty busy, and everyone over there is a bit nuts. I do have to say that. We might actually have some New York listeners. I don't know, but I did. My plan was to go to the New York 2600 meeting. That plan went tits up.
Yeah.
But a few days before, I went down to the local printing shop and I got a load of business cards done. Mm. Basically said, planetlave@gmail.com, Hackervoice Radio, www.hackervoice.co.uk. Basically all the details I need, because, you know, in case people ask.
Yeah.
I handed out the most business cards, actually in the printing shop itself.
Right.
Just talked to people, and the guy who was behind the counter, Harry, that was his name, Harry.
Mm.
Got to talk to him. Turns out he's a hacker as well.
Oh, right. So what you made? you made hacker voice business cards.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, cool.
They've all got my name on though.
Well, your real name or Planet Lave?
No, Planet Lave.
Okay. Okay.
So.
Whereas your real name is.
Wah, wah. Yeah, so the plan was to go to the 2600 meeting.
Yeah.
That fucked up because I woke up on the day, which was the first Friday, so it's the 2nd of September. I woke up with a massive hangover, and I eventually get myself out of bed, get showered and everything, about 4 o'clock.
Sure.
And I remember, shit, today's the 2600 meeting, I've got to go to that. You know, that's why I extended my stay to fly out on the Saturday. So I could possibly attend the meeting. Get the laptop going. I get Scoby's email. He told me the location of it. And by that point, I've been there 3 weeks. And the location, I just went, yeah, fuck, I know where that is. Come on, let's go. So I went up there.
Mm.
And the only problem is, there's no set time for the meeting.
Oh, okay. That's weird.
First of all, I thought that Scoby had just missed it in his email. So I went to the official listings on 2600. And scroll down, right, New York, yep, same details, but no actual set time.
Right.
I go into Google, 2600 New York meeting search, nothing. It just comes back with a load of shit about New York meetings in general. You know, none of them being related to the 2600. So I think, hang on, BinRev, the forms will have something, you know.
Mm.
People there, they attend all the time. You know, this question must have been brought up before. Nothing. Couldn't find shit.
Fucking hell, that's weird. It's more disorganised than our one, fuck.
Holy crap. So, I went down there anyway. I had a look around, and it's a bit of a weird location. It's in the Citigroup Centre building, which is... there's an office side to it, where they do all their business and stuff, and there's also kind of a mall side. Mm. So you've got two or three shops there. I turn up. You have to go past two or three security guards. They don't ask you anything, but I don't really like those guys hanging around eyeing you up when, you know, you're trying to meet for a hacker meeting. It just looks too suspicious if you're hanging around by the phones, you know, just waiting for people, and then there's two people there, then there's three, and then there's five, and then there's seven. And, you know, a group gradually builds up. I thought, this is just going to look too suspicious. So I waited there about half an hour. I thought, fuck, I haven't a clue when... Yeah. These guys are meant to turn up. I can't wait here for the next 4 hours just in case. Fuck it. So I went down the pub. So I've still got about 200 business cards. my alias on Hacker Voice Radio.
Yeah.
I was dishing out a few in the pubs, actually, because you get talked to strangers.
Yeah.
And they go on about something that pisses them off. It's like, oh man, this thing over here with the driver's license, they're doing this and they're putting these new holograms on it and it's fucked up. I'm like, shit, you should fucking come to the UK.
Yeah.
The shit they're trying to do to us over there. And they go off on one for about half an hour.
And then you're like, oh, have you heard of this?
I kept saying, this is the kind of thing we're trying to fight against in the UK. This is why I'm part of a radio station that is trying to get information out to people. You know, we're not going to just lay down and get arse raped by the government because they want us all to be tagged. Like, oh, you're on a radio station, what frequency? I said, well, it's not actually that kind of radio station, it's just a bunch of guys, a bunch of geeks talking about things that interest them, you know, but I'm one and it interests me, and people were really interested. So I did actually get through a few business cards just by getting pissed and talking to strangers.
Sure.
Pretty cool.
Well, you've just given me an idea there. I'm going to have to make one for myself, I guess.
Yeah, too, right. You got to have your alias on it, your email address, and the name and site of the show.
Yeah, good aisle. At hackervoice.co.uk.
Good stuff. I figured that's pretty much all the information people would need. Mm. You know, who are you? What's your email address? And what's this site you keep talking about? Yeah, so I've got a big box of those. I only wanted 50. And I went down the printers. I said, I'm looking for a small batch of business cards.
Yeah.
50. You know, it's got four lines of text on it, black on white. Mm. Very, very simple, you know. I said, how much would 50 cost me? Woman types into the computer. $83.
Yeah.
$83? I've had an heart attack. I worked it out. That's like more than a pound a business card.
Wow.
I thought, screw it. No, I'll just write my email address on a load of dollar bills and start handing those out. People would take them like wildfire. Mm. You know? She goes, oh, hang on a minute. Let's see. She typed in loads of stuff. She goes, if you have 250, it's $22. So I said, fucking sign me up for 250, please. Duh. So I've got a big box of business cards which will last me the rest of my days. But it's done.
Yeah.
I think it's a cool idea, especially when we were at the last, not the last, but previous one I went to. London 2016.
Yeah, that's what I found every episode, every meeting, there's people writing down stuff on bits of paper.
So yeah, anything they can find. And yeah.
Yeah, so what I'm going to do is tomorrow lunchtime go off to printers, which is quite close to where I work, and say how much would it be for a batch of business cards and tell them what to stick on it.
Good stuff. Shouldn't be too much. Also, if it's ridiculous, you can always use those vending machines that are popping up. They've been popping up for years. I used one when I was a kid, and I used to clean cars for extra pocket money. And we actually got it as kind of a business. We were logging all our sales and stuff like that, and all our expenses, and all our customers, and we had business cards printed. I was like 12 years old. You know, we're running this thing like a true operation.
Yeah.
It's pretty cool. We're like going around with a sponge cleaning cars for £2. But they had those business card vending machines way back then. There you go, you put a couple of quid in.
You're like a tube station or something like that.
Yeah. Tube stations, rail stations, they seem to have them. Shopping centres, they have them. That's always an option.
Yeah.
That reminds me, by the way, I am intending on attending the next 2600 meeting down in London, which is the 7th of October, I believe.
So you will be down for the mid-month. Oh no, you'll be down for the next...
For the main one.
Main one, okay,
Yeah, for the main one. If everything goes according to plan, I'm going to try and find either a cheap B&B or a cheap hotel or something like that.
So we can sleep together.
Yes, once again.
Yeah. Well, I mean, if you want, you can head back to mine.
Ooh.
And I'll try and arrange some sort of sleeping equipment.
Which is basically a piece of floor the size of me.
Yes.
That's all I need, to be honest with you. Because
well, that's what happened to, you remember Raiders?
Yeah.
That's who we came back. He actually fell asleep on my armchair.
I figured he did, because he was pretty pissed.
Yeah,
we
I was
the,
fucked.
The late night show.
Yeah.
Cause,
it's a good thing we recorded that show. Or did we? Yeah. I don't even remember. I think we did,
yeah.
No, actually, no, it wasn't. That was, like, when we decided to start recording them.
Oh.
Do you remember?
Vaguely.
No, fucking
I was
so drunk.
I remember bitching about the bloody trains for about an hour, you know.
Yeah.
I thought we might have recorded that. I don't know. Mm. I'll have to download all the episodes again and go through.
Yes.
Mainly to see what I've covered and what I haven't.
Yeah.
Otherwise, I'll just keep going on about the same thing every night.
No, well, it's a good thing to repeat things, because not everyone is picking us up from the beginning, if you see what I mean. Mm. So, and even though the people that are regular listeners will still want to hear things again, maybe, I don't know.
Especially with the ongoing topics, such as the privacy invasion by the government in the UK. That is an ongoing topic which you will hear a lot about. As soon as they make a move and I hear about it, I'm going to be reporting it and telling people this is what they're trying to do. You know, be aware. Don't just wake up one morning and you're fucked, you know, privacy wise.
Sure.
Get out there and, you know, pay attention to what these bastards are trying to sneak past you.
Yeah, well, it's a case of do it before it's too late, sort of thing.
Yeah. Losing your rights, sacrificing them, you know, in the interest of terrorism and safety and shit like that. Okay, yeah, they kind of spin it, whereas, you know, we're in a bad place right now. There's a lot of these nutters trying to get us. We're all cool people, and we don't need this. If we all sacrifice this one small right, then we'll be a lot safer. And you sacrifice it, and you'll never get it back. If there's world peace declared 2 days later, you're never getting that right back. You know,
exactly.
They've taken it away from you, and you've fucked it.
Mm.
So you've got to stop it before it happens.
Yeah, definitely.
But yeah, the 2600 meeting, the best time I had was down the pub afterwards.
Yes.
You know, with a few of the guys. You were there, Raider was there, Master was there, just having a couple of drinks and having a laugh and kicking back and, you know, having a good time.
Yeah.
And it pissed me off because I constantly had to have one eye on the watch.
I know, yeah.
You know, and it's like, oh, I just want to get drunk with these guys and go, yeah, computers this, yeah.
It was that feeling I got after the meeting was excellent. And slowly it's kind of started to organize things, and I'm starting to, you know, take an effect on what's happening. I always want to take an ego check. You know, I don't want to be too much of a dickhead. I don't know. I don't think people see me as that. But I'm not that kind of person in reality, although I am. I don't know. I find myself in a leading role every time I do something for some reason.
Mm.
I guess it's just my birthright. Seeing as I'm a Taurus.
Well, I think it's just part of the computer culture, really. There's so many times where you have to take the initiative and you have to do something because it's not going to fix itself on its own.
Yeah, that's basically, you know, what I had to say to myself is I'm either going to sit here and wait for the UK hacking scene to go to shit, or I'm going to stand up and see what happens and do something about it. And what's happened is fucking amazing, man. You know, a group of people contributing to one cause and a whole lot of other people trying to get into the thing at the same time. It's amazing. And, you know, spreading the knowledge, spreading information is also a fantastic, fantastic feeling that you get every time you do it.
That's it. You got to at least try, you know.
Yeah.
And then if it all goes to shit tomorrow, you can say, well,
at least I did,
something. You know, I had a go.
Maybe
I wasn't the man for the job.
Yeah.
I stood up and I fucking took a shot.
Yeah. So I doubt it will go to shit, you know, like that, but
yeah, I'd be surprised.
Yeah.
You know, especially when we get some more actual hacking content.
Yeah.
Things like that.
Well, I mean, we have quite a lot in the past, and last night's episode and a few episodes back in the, we've gone through you know, different tools and how they used and stuff.
That's
like that.
That's true. Yeah.
And it's just a case of me being able to have that time to do a bit of research, to do a bit of prep, and then going ahead with it.
Well, it's the same with me as well. Because I've been away for 3 weeks, I went back to work, and I've got an absolute shitstorm there waiting for me, which is absolutely horrible.
I know how it feels, man. I know how it feels.
It's terrible. You know, they could have got someone else to kind of cover for me while I was away.
Yeah.
One of the other guys who works there could have done my job easy. Very smart guy, but instead they just basically delayed 3 weeks of work.
Right.
So it's like not taking a shit for 3 weeks.
Yeah, I know.
Now imagine it's the
fucking
state.
Catastrophic.
Imagine the state your toilet's going to be in when that all comes out. That's the state my working life is in right now.
Yeah.
A big pile of shit.
No, I know how you feel. just today, I've managed to fix most of the shit that happened during the time that I went away on holiday. Now, you remember when I went on holiday, how far away that was?
Yeah, that was like in the pregnancy of the show.
Yeah.
You know, we hadn't even started.
Yeah, that's, and I've just managed to sort most of the shit out today. So
Jesus,
it's a nightmare.
That's what I've got to look forward to.
Yeah.
You're full of good news, you are.
Sure, thanks. And in other news, we're all going to die roughly about 12 o'clock tomorrow. Oh, sorry. Sorry, that's 12 o'clock tonight. Dun, dun, dun. I'm joking. Intel enters the AV virus market. Antivirus market, that is. Ho ho! Slip of the fucking tongue, eh?
Antivirus virus?
There's a story about the latest Intel investment. Intel is branching into an antivirus security with $16 million invested in Czech antivirus software vendor Gristoff. Gristoff AVG antivirus is issued on more than 25 million computers worldwide, according to the company. Wow. So, are they going to incorporate this into the hardware or what? I don't know. Or they're just buying out a Czech antivirus company? Probably. Yeah.
Knowing Intel, they're probably going to try and put something on the chips.
Yeah, it looks like they're trying to do something in the chip built into a like a software front end, possibly. It sounds good if you could get dynamic RAM into a CPU so that every single bit that comes through it is checked, verified, and then processed. Sounds cool.
That would be strange, yeah.
I'm all for security, you know.
Oh, yeah, and protecting yourself against all the nasty shit that's out there. Yeah.
Protecting yourself from other people, but also, you know, it's not all about, let's just fuck things up for people. It's, you know, the higher your security, the better. The harder it makes it for somebody like me or somebody else to attack it. And that's the whole point of it. It makes it more interesting. Because the harder it is, the bigger the
challenge.
The bigger the challenge and the bigger rewards once you've cracked it.
Mm.
That's the whole point of hacking, I think. And that spans a wide spectrum. It spans from basically fucking around with hardware to writing in assembly, basically. It's such a wide subject that it will be impossible to cover in like 15 episodes. It will take us, I don't know how long, to eventually get through hacking and how it develops. And that's probably the beauty of being able to do a show every day, is that you can actually move with the times, because once a week has passed, so much stuff has happened. By the time that the next episode happens, it's already so outdated, you know what I mean?
Yeah. The online world and the computer world, they move at an incredible pace.
Yeah.
And you do have to keep up every single day, really, to know what the fuck is going on. I went away for about 3 weeks and I'm starting to catch up on the things that I missed, such as Google Talk.
Mm.
But, you know, things happening all the time, and then you come back and it's like, holy crap, look at all this stuff.
Yeah.
Wow, I didn't know that. Wow, I didn't know that.
Mm.
You're reading, like, the last 3 weeks' news, you know. So, yeah, I don't think you'd ever be able to describe it all in 15 shows.
No.
I don't think we'd be able to describe it all ever.
Yeah.
Because it's constantly evolving.
Definitely,
at an insane place. Insane pace.
Yeah.
Rather. But going back to Intel, it would be good if there was some kind of virus protection on the hardware, but I'm not sure I trust them, to be honest.
Sure.
Not since the Pentium 3.
No.
When they were trying to put unique identifiers on each and every single chip.
Yeah.
And then have the software say, this chip can only run on this chip. And shit like that. And all the DRM and shit that they've been trying to get into, they're up to no good, basically. And so when they're trying to put other features on chips, I'm like, well, that sounds cool, but
yeah,
what's your angle on this? Come on.
Sure.
You know, it'd be good if it's just about virus protection. That would be nice. But yeah, we'll see.
Sure, we'll see what will actually happen, and the truth will be revealed, because somebody is going to hack that shit and Also, in Microsoft is evil news, we've got a report in that Microsoft is hauling the European Commission into court. The case is in response to imposed sanctions against the software giant, including the record fine of about $621 million. Dollars, that's around 497 million euros in March 2004, in a case that also covered the bundling of Microsoft's media player with Windows. But the company is not entirely company has not entirely carried out. So basically they promised that they will give a light version or a Microsoft Windows media player free version.
Yeah. But they've not done it.
Yeah. No, they haven't completely done it.
Yeah. I saw it in the headlines that they're back in the EU courts, but I didn't read the story, you know, because they're always in the EU courts, basically.
Yeah.
I can't remember what the last fine was on them, but...
I think Microsoft spend more time in court than they do actually... fixing their shit.
Yeah, they spend the time being in court.
Yeah, patenting things.
Yeah, trying to sue Google and shouting developers, and so on. There was a story I read which I meant to send myself a link to so I can read it out on air, which is Bill Gates is quoted as saying Google has fucked us in China. Basically.
Yeah.
Because of all the stuff that's going on over Mr. Li, the employee who went to Google, and China is mainly using Linux.
Right.
And things like that. So there's plenty of millions and millions of users there which they'll never be able to tap into. So it sounded like they were kind of banking on it as the growth market. You know, we've got this many users in the Western world. China's nothing come in power. Once those guys get PCs, oh fuck, we're gonna make so much money.
Yeah.
You know, if we can get Windows over there as popular as it is over here, oh baby, that's like doubled our paycheck. you know, something like that. And they're just using Linux over there. They say, you know, they don't want to be.
No, they don't want to move away from a good quality operating system like Linux.
Yeah. And also, another thing with Linux is it teaches you the hard way to learn what you're doing. You don't just go to your start bar and then go to this program. You know, you have to install it, you have to
configure it.
You know, You know, if you know what you're doing on Linux, you know what you're doing with computers.
Yeah.
If something fucks up, you're most likely to know how to fix it, or where to look, or who to turn to to fix it. So.
And in Xbox news, Microsoft outlines the new Xbox Live changes. With the forthcoming launch of Xbox 360, Microsoft's online gaming service Xbox Live is taking a center stage. The next-gen console will also be a free, basic, or silver subscription to Microsoft's online community. But the company also announced offerings those who want multiplayer features. Silver Xbox users can create their own gaming tag and personalize their profile, so they have a mini blog sort of thing. Along with sending text and voice messages to other players, in addition, Silver members receive access to the marketplace where they'll be able to purchase add-ons such as weapons, new levels, and additional characters. But the free Silver subscription does not include Xbox Live's primary functionality, multiplayer online gaming. What? The takeover change for such functionality in the Xbox 360 users must purchase an Xbox Live Gold membership. Oh my god, can you please stop sucking my dick, Microsoft? Which will be available in retail outlets via the Xbox dashboard. Again, stop sucking my knob. Xbox Live Gold users will receive enhancement matchmaking. Now you're going down to the arse. Please stop. I don't like that. Feedback tool. What exclusive calls? Privilege. Oh, this is making me sick. A premium gold. Oh, premium gold. Oh, that's it. You're penetrating. Oh, fuck. Headset will also include 3-month and 12-month options. Oh, fucking hell, man. This is... I'm just going to stop because this is making me hurt. Microsoft, why can't you simplify things and not try and rip people off? Hear me, Bill Gates. Hear my cries. Are you still there? Hello? Hello?
Hello?
What happened to you?
I went for a piss.
Okay.
I figured you were going off on a Microsoft rant. So,
I was, yeah.
I just went, fuck it, I've got to go. So I didn't want to interrupt you.
That's fine.
So yeah, there's two levels of the Xbox 360 Live service. The free one and then the money one.
You just missed my rank completely.
I did. I missed the end of it.
Oh,
I just speed pissed.
Yeah.
You know, where you run to the toilet, piss as hard as you can.
Dribble all the way back.
Well, you go and you piss as hard as you can.
Yeah.
And then you flush your toilet before you finish so that most of it will be gone. Just to save time. See, that's how much I love this show.
Yeah.
I speed piss for it. I don't want to miss a minute.
That's good to know. And I did a speed shit.
You were gone very quick.
Yeah.
For a dump.
It was a rapid dump.
I admit you already had your pants off, so you had a head start.
Yeah,
so.
Yes, I did. It was already poking out before I hit the
I got a turtle head poking out.
Well, anyway, you'll be able to listen back to it.
I'll listen back, yeah. But they are offering the two flavours.
Oh, man, it's a fucking nightmare. It's not only two flavours.
Okay.
Let me read this back again.
Just the end bit.
Yeah. Basically, what's happening is, with the free Silver Edition subscription, it does not include the live primary function.
Yeah.
Multiplayer online gaming can take they can take advantage of a live gold membership. But this will also not allow them to receive enhanced matchmaking feedback tools, which only exclusive privileges will be given to a premium gold pack. This hurts me so much. But you'll listen back to my rant anyway.
Hmm. Yeah, it's right. What's the current Xbox Live service? Do you have to subscribe to that? Because I never went for it.
I've never owned an Xbox.
Oh, I got one ages ago. I'm so cool. You know why I got one?
Why?
Knights of the Old Republic on the Xbox.
Right.
Fantastic game. Basically an old school Star Wars RPG done by BioWare, who did Baldur's Gate, Baldur's Gate 2, and Neverwhere Nights. Was it Neverwhere Nights? Or Neverwinter Nights?
Right.
Some bollocks like that. Really good game. And I was so excited about that game. The day that game came out in the UK, which, by the way, was about 6 months after the US. Oh, God, 6 fucking months.
Fucking hell, why did it take so long?
Well, it's obvious, really, isn't it? They have to localise it from English to English!
Yes.
That takes 6 months.
Yeah.
Fucking wankers. Ah, this is one of the things I fucking hate. When they release games in Europe, they often kind of bundle it with the French and German versions.
Yeah.
Or the French, the FIGS versions. French, Italian, German, Spanish. FIGS. It's a term we use in localization.
Yeah.
So, being an English speaker in an English speaking country, you have to wait for them to translate it into languages you're never going to use.
Yeah.
You know, why the hell not just release the US version in the UK, you know? It's because of all this bollocks like marketing and, oh, we've got to push into Europe, you know, not push into UK.
Yeah.
Push into Europe as a whole. We've got to have magazine adverts, TV spots, bloody billboards.
They've
got to
push into my hole.
Yeah, they're trying to push right up your ass, is what they're trying to do. And it just pisses me off. Look, just release the US version in the UK and I'll put up with the bad spellings, you know, where there's a Z where there should be an S.
Sure.
Because you can't speak fucking English, you American bastards.
Sorry, Ionix.
Say that. Yeah, shit, sorry, man.
Oh, Ionix has just logged off. Oh, shit, my network's coming down.
You know, and I'll put up with colour being spelt wrong, things like that. Just release the game. And we won't give a shit. But it's all that business marketing kind of side which really rubs me up the wrong way.
Definitely.
Because the UK isn't a big enough market for them just to target on its own. They have to target kind of the UK as part of that block of Europe, you know. And so that's why I bought an Xbox, because the day it was released in the UK, I went out, I said I want a copy of that and an Xbox to play it on. Hell yeah.
Cool.
So
fair enough.
I will be suckered in by the Xbox 360 as well. Because
I've
seen
so
the
will
specifications,
so will
and
I,
they
yeah.
just look sexy.
But I'm going to wait a long time before I buy one.
If you're a wise man, you will wait.
Yeah.
Until
I always
some
did.
Good
I,
games out there.
When the first PlayStation came out, I waited so much that it was like not even worth me buying it. And then I bought one anyway. The reason I did is because I just download the fucking emulator, burn the ROMs on CD and play them like that. And then I bought the PlayStation 2 6 months after its release. The only reason why I bought it was for the... oh god, Ionix just replied, excuse me. I guess he heard that.
Sorry. I just go off on one sometimes,
yeah.
Especially about...
oh, he's just left.
He's walked out. Oh, fuck, sorry, man.
Oh, tears running down his face.
Jeez.
Yeah.
I just get very wound up with...
oh, he's come back.
No.
Yay.
I do get very wound up until like 6 months from it's already in English. You know. Sorry, Ionix. I apologise to you and America for swearing at you.
Yes.
But for fuck's sake, release your English games over here sooner.
Yeah.
Come on. Yeah, buying consoles the day they come out is really a bad move. And I know that because I've done it so many times.
Yeah.
The day the Dreamcast came out, I ran out to the shops and paid £300 for it right on the nose. And it was a bloody hard job getting one because they're all on pre-order. Couldn't get one in HMV. I basically took the Dreamcast box up to the counter, £300 written on it. I said, right, I want one of these, I want a controller, I want one of those VM things that go in it, I want a rumble pack, I want four or five games, you know, it's going to be like a £500 purchase. And they said, yes, sir, certainly, sir, have you pre-ordered? Of course I fucking haven't.
Nope.
You know? And they said, oh, sorry, we've only got pre-orders here. You know, you have to have bought one 6 months ago. I said, well, fuck you. You know, stormed out, went to the place around the corner, the little game shop owned and run by actual people, not corporations, you know. This is like some guy's business. Walk in there, walk straight up to the counter, past the Dreamcast.
Yeah.
Have you got any Dreamcast in stock? Yeah, of course we have. You know. And I said, right, I'll take one of those, a controller, and you know, the big long list of stuff that I wanted. Wow! The guy said, cool! It'll be like £500. Fine. There you go. But the Dreamcast died a slow death. Not that slow, it died pretty quick, but it was lingering. And it was a fantastic console, way ahead of its time. A beautiful, beautiful machine, which I still own and still love to this day. But buying it on release day, if I'd have waited 6 months, I'd have probably found out the way the wind was blowing and it wasn't going to be in it for the long-term fight, and I probably would have bought one.
Cool.
PlayStation 2, same thing, bought that on release day. Got the two or three release day games that were on it, you know, which were a bit shit.
Yeah.
Just like Ridge Racer and Tekken. You know, it's a bit prettier version than what we had on PlayStation 1.
Oh, man.
And
The only reason I bought it was for its DVD playability. I just used it as a portable DVD player.
That is one of the first things that I used it for. I didn't have a DVD player until then. So that was like a real killer application to go out and buy.
And secondly, it was a fucking games console.
Yeah.
I think we just lost Ionix on the stream. I'm going to have to apologise to him.
I'm not surprised.
After.
I think I've pissed him off.
Shall we close things off? Because it's running into an hour and a half.
Yeah,
just
I suppose we're
just
better.
Just to keep things a bit on the low, and we've got enough stuff to spill over for tomorrow.
Good stuff. I don't want you eating up all the bandwidth today.
And we'll be closing off with some tunes sent in by Hitman, and shouts out go to Hitman, the one and only, and thanks very much for contributing to some background music. I'll definitely be playing the rest of that on tomorrow night's show. So it's a good night from Belial.
And good night from Planet Lake.
Thank you for listening. We'll be right back.